The Gemara Masechta Bavastra, Daf Mem Vav Amar Aleph, teaches us Tana Rabbanan. Im Nischalfu Adam Kalim Bekalim, if a person's clothing got mixed up, or other items got mixed up with someone else's items, so the halacha is, if it happened Bebeis Uman, it happened by a laundry or by a tailor where you had given these clothing to be repaired, Hareza Yishtamish Behen. The halacha is you may use them. At Shiyava Haloi V'Yitel Shaloi, until the true owner arrives and claims back his items. However, if it happened Bebeis Oval or Bebeis Mishta, if this happened that you went Rechmal Tzlan to Mimnachem Oval somebody, or you went to a party, to a wedding, there halacha is Harezer Lo Yishtamish Behem, you may not use those garments, those umbrella, whatever, the rubbers, at Shiyava Allah V'Yitel Shaloi, until the true owner shows up and takes his item. The Mefarshim, this halacha is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Chayshim Mishpat, Simen Kuf Lamed Vav, Sif Beis. And let's read the words of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch teaches us, Mischafla in Telem Beis Ovo Beis Amishta, if something of his got mixed up when he went to Menachem Ovel someone, or he went to a party, to a wedding, is the Aloch Lo Yishtamish Behem. Continues the Ramah, Hagah, Kshiyavo Bala Chayfetz, when the true owner of the item shows up, Tzarech Liter HaChayfetz Lebalav, you have to give that item to the owner, Api Shishloi Never, even though you don't have your item anymore available. The Kain Kavesis Akam, HaMechabesis L'Rabin, if you have a non-Jewish laundry, that is the local laundry for the community, V'hei V'viel L'Echot Shekishlo, and she gives someone comes to pick up his laundry and she gives him the wrong laundry, the halacha is that you can't use that laundry that you got, which is not really belong to you. The basis of this psak of the Ramah is actually something quoted in the Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin, Simen Shin Yur Tes, discusses a Kavesis Aramos, a non-Jewish laundry, Kibla Begodim Reuven and Shimon Kapsam, received clothing from Reuven and Shimon to wash, and when she returned the clothing, she gave Reuven back the amount of shirts that he gave, and he discovered that he got one extra shirt. When she returned the shirts to Shimon, he discovered that he was missing a shirt. So Shimon comes to Reuven and says that the extra shirt that you have isn't yours, it's mine. And he proved it with simonim that they were his shirt. So Reuven responded that I got from this cleaners from the laundry, I gave back my, she gave me what I was supposed to get. So if somebody wants to claim anything from me, the only person that I will deal with is with the laundry, not with you. And that was the question posed to the Trumas Hadeshin. So the Trumas Hadeshin says, it's for sure that Reuven can't keep the extra shirt. Since Shimon gave Simonim that this extra shirt belongs to him, and he does indeed have an extra shirt, that's proof that it belongs to Shimon, and he should return the shirt to Shimon. And the Trumas Hadeshin brings a raya to this psak from our Gemara. Because our Gemara says that the only time you're allowed to use a garment that doesn't belong to you, that's only in a situation where the Uman made a mistake. But if it's obvious, that it was, that wasn't the case, if it's obvious that the person who you gave you something and they don't agree that you should have it, certainly Reuven has no right to use that shirt, and he has to give back the shirt to Reuven. The Rama, as we said at the beginning of our shiur, quotes this psak of the Truma Sedeshin. And in fact, the Taz in over there says that this psak of the Truma Sedeshin really is a psak that was already given by the Mordechai. Says the Taz that the entire reason Reuven may not keep that shirt is because Shimon wants his shirt back, and Shimon showed that he wasn't miyash from getting the shirt back. He still, the shirt, in his mind, the shirt still belongs to him. But, says the Taz, if somebody goes to the cleaner and the cleaner gives him a shirt that doesn't belong to him, and nobody comes to ask him for that shirt, and he doesn't know who that shirt belongs to, and if the shirt remains by him, the amount of time that certainly the owner of the shirt was miyash from the shirt, or if the true owner of the shirt got remuneration from the laundry for the shirt that he's missing, he could use that shirt. Ask the tzoris on the Taz that indeed there's a halacha which is quoted very often in Seder Nezakin, Baba Kama, Baba Mitzvah, Baba Basra, that if there's yiyush and shinui rishus, if something was stolen from somebody and there was yiyush and shinui rishus, then it becomes the property of the person who now has it. However, there's a very important halacha that these events have to occur in a certain order. First, there has to be yiyush while the stolen object is still in the possession of the ganef, and then afterwards the shini rishus when the ganef gives it or sells it to someone else. So, as the tzais, in our case, there was perhaps shini rishus before there was yiyush. Reuven got the shirts from the laundry, perhaps, very possible, before there was shini rishus, and before there was yiyush. And as we just said, this would only be acceptable if it was in the proper order of yiyush and then shini rishus. And therefore, says the tzais, the chiddush of the Taz is only applicable if it was in the seder that of yiyush and then shini rishus. But if not, then we couldn't be makel. So ask the tzais. Usually, the shini rishus, where the laundry gives the shirt to the wrong person, happens before the yiyush. So how could the Taz say his chiddush? So the Nesivus explains how the Taz was able to say what he said. He said that the case that the Truma Sedeshin and that the Taz are speaking about a situation where there's only one laundry in town. And if somebody comes to the laundry to ask for her shirt and doesn't get his shirt, the laundry will be in very big trouble, because everybody will hear that this laundry isn't doing their job properly. They're not returning the shirts that they got to be cleaned. So either, says the Nesivos, what will happen is that the laundry will immediately offer compensation to the person who lost his shirt, or the person who lost the shirt will be miyash, because he knows that he has nowhere else to go to. However, so according to this, if you got something, if you found something that doesn't, if you got something that doesn't belong to you, you could keep it, but you need to be certain that there was yiush and shinui rishus, which is obviously, as the Tzai says, something that we can't be sure ever is the case. However, the Aruch HaShulchan here in Sif Beis adds some very important words. The minig is in large communities, mokum shirabim is asim sham, places where there are many people that gather, umanichan hamanalim hal yoinim, they leave their shoe, their rubbers, their umbrellas, but prized up in the hall, ubitseisom yischalfu shilzebze, and therefore it's quite common that when they leave, they're going to get mixed up. People aren't so makbid. Everybody uses somebody else's item. Until they meet each other. And then they return each other's item. So the Aruch HaShulchan says a very big chiddush, that the minig in large cities is that people make these exchanges, and everybody knows that this is what is going to happen, and therefore you could keep it even though you know it's not yours. However, of course, even according to Aruch HaShulchan, that heter would only apply on rubbers, on umbrellas, but we couldn't apply the heter of the Aruch HaShulchan to something like a coat or a suit. There people are makbid that everybody wants their own suit.